We're learning Miriam Perek Dalid, Shin number 21. We spoke about the importance of doing tshuva before Mashiach comes. The Chavetz Chaim gives another mashal, or it says over a mitzvah that happened actually, where a king wanted to test his soldiers to see how loyal they were. And he himself went to test them out. And there was a roll call with all the soldiers and the commanding officers as well. And they were waiting and waiting and waiting for a long time. And one of the commanding officers was getting tired. He went away from the actual place where everyone was standing, and he went for a few minutes to just breathe and relax. At that moment, at that exact moment, the king pops in and he finds the general resting. He takes off his, the general took off his hat, took off his part of his uniform, and the king caught him. And the king says to him, "That's the type of general I have. I don't need you anymore." Suddenly the king came. He didn't find him in the right place. And the king was upset. I don't need you anymore. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we can imagine the pain, the tsar, the embarrassment of this person, because of those few minutes that he went away from his post, put his guard down, he lost this great position that he was once in. And he says, you find a real example by us in Navi, by Shaul HaMelech. In Shmuel Aleph, it talks about the reason why Shaul lost the Melucha. They were fighting the Plishtim, and Klai Yisrael, the men, the Klai Yisrael Jewish people were falling left and right. It was a very dangerous time. And Shaul was given orders by Shmuel HaNavi not to bring the Karbonis until Shmuel comes. But Shaul saw his men were retreating, his men were afraid, and he figured, Shmuel is not coming. I have to go. I have to go bring the Karbonis. After he brought the Karbonis, Shmuel appears. And Shmuel says to him, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Didn't you hear my command? I told you, you don't bring the Karbonis until I come." For a small, short amount of time, that Shaul HaMelech didn't wait for Shmuel HaNavi, even though it was a difficult time. It was a difficult time. Because the Plishtim were attacking Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael, many of them were running away and retreating. As is brought down in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, Shaul HaMelech lost the Malchus because of this. So too says the Chavetz Chaim. If a person does tshuva before Eliyahu HaNavi comes to tell us the great news, that's a tshuva gemura. That's a real tshuva. But after the fact, after Mashiach comes, it's not the same. It won't help anymore the same way.